Welcome to this episode of What's Up Bainbridge, brought to you by BARN, Bainbridge Artisans Resource Network. I'm your host, Bob Ross. Today we welcome Don Geno, Chairman of the Board of Commissioners for the Bainbridge Island Metro Park and Recreation District, to discuss the upcoming levy lid lift on the August 3rd ballot, just around the corner, and the Bainbridge Athletic Club purchase. Don, welcome, and please give us an overview of what the Metro Park and Recreation District is about, what it does.
Great. Well, thank you so much for having me, Bob. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. That's great.
Yeah. So the Bainbridge Island Metropolitan Park and Recreation District is responsible for recreation on the island. And we have, you know, we maintain various parks and trails and the programs. I'm sure most of you have gotten the big booklet in your mailbox recently, which tells gives a really good indication of all of what we do. Sometimes there's a bit of confusion between the Park District and COBE, our city council. So there are two separate entities. And COBE does maintain some trails, but Parks maintains trails as well. So,
Yeah, before we started the interview, I was commenting on this, on the fall edition of Recreation Connection, which is just full of all kinds of opportunities for kids of every age, youth, very young people doing all kinds of, I'm just flipping through here, clay play and dog works, taking your dog out for some work, and then up through the aquatic center and swimming, and of course the swim program here on Bainbridge Island is like
phenomenal.
And well-known across the country.
Oh, yeah. We've got some great athletes that come out of here, whether they're students or youth or even our master's swimmers. We've got some master's winners here. They're just an incredible athletes on the island. It's cool.
Well, August 3rd is around the corner.
Yep.
And we've got a big thing coming up on the levee lid lift. And tell us what the levee lid lift is.
The levy lid lift is a tax on your property that goes towards park and recreation programming and maintenance and facilities.
Mm.
And so our property taxes go to a variety of different things. They go to COBE, they go to the city, they go to the school district, portions of them go to the fire department and public works. And so parks has about less than 7% of our total property tax goes to parks. And so that is what we're talking about here. And it's a 75-cent tax on $1,000.
Yeah.
And so this levy was first passed in 2008. So we have been and we have been being taxed that 75 cents per $1,000 for property values. Because the levy lid lift puts an actual cap on how much that money can increase each year, that 75 cents based upon property values has actually decreased in the last 13 years.
Mm.
So as property values increase at a higher rate, the levy stays a little bit more stagnant.
Yeah.
So the amount of tax that we pay right now on $1,000 is roughly 56, 57 cents. So what this levy lid lift will do will reinstate that 75 cents. So it's basically a jump of 16 cents per $1,000.
Yeah. So what will the Park District do with the additional funds?
There's a lot of things that we're going to do. hopefully, if it passes, we are looking to continue our trail maintenance. As you know, we've increased the amount of trails and parks on the island extraordinarily in the last 13 years, the amount of facilities that we manage. So just general maintenance. We're also looking to climate change is something that's really important to the Park District. I think all of us as islanders really need to be aware of what's going on. And we've got the Grand Forest that we need to manage and make sure that that doesn't go up in wildfire. And so we're looking to provide some resources to bring in some human resources to help with that, basic staffing. And then deferred maintenance is another thing. So we know that the pool needs some help anytime that there are projects that the district needs to do, you know, it costs money, whether it's the roof on the Pottery Barn or the Pottery Studio or new picnic tables or new doors or upgraded bathrooms. It's just there's a maintenance list that's long. The other thing that's important to know is that the minimum wage in Washington State has gone up to $15 an hour.
Yeah.
And so this helps to bridge just that basic minimum wage increase.
Sure.
Yeah.
Having been involved with putting budgets together for organizations over the years, I've done it many times, and one of the questions that always gets asked is, what happens if you don't get the dough? You know,
right.
What happens if it doesn't pass? So, I mean, what are a couple things people should be aware of?
You know, if it doesn't pass, you're not going to see the same level of service in terms of trail maintenance.
Yeah.
These projects that need to get done just won't get done. So you'll see a deterioration in some of the facilities that we maintain. We would probably have to change staffing around a little bit.
Yeah.
We've been really fortunate that our programming, as we mentioned earlier in the interview, this booklet has provided so much. This programming has enabled us to continue to grow as an organization, all these different programs. And so that's really helped us.
Got to support pickleball.
Absolutely. Do you play?
No, but, you know, it's funny, right? Right when COVID started happening, we were actually signed up, I think, in the program in connection to sort of an intro to pickleball.
Oh yeah.
And so I used to be a tennis player, so pickleball kind of appeals to me. And we actually did a series of podcast training for high schoolers and middle schoolers that were interested in doing podcasting. And one of our participants did her podcast on pickleball, and it's just lovely. Just
so
lovely.
Great. It's so, quite a phenomenon. Yeah. I went out and played once, actually, and it's a ball. Once you get started, it's just so much fun, and it's taken off. So,
well, and I heard a comment the other day that there's going to be a movement to get pickleball as an Olympic sport.
Really?
There was some discussion about it. Well,
That's another discussion.
We have really important things to talk about here. So what about it if a person is a senior?
Mm-hmm.
How does this thing affect
Yeah.
them?
So there is a provision built into the legal aspects of this levy lid lift,
yeah,
of this proposition, that would provide exceptions for low-income folks, disabled folks, veterans, and senior citizens. And so the state will determine the rate, that the discounted rate for seniors on that. But it's not lost on the Park District how hard it is to maintain the cost of living here if you're on a fixed income, or if you moved here 40 years ago and your property values have increased. So we're trying to meet as many of needs as we can in terms of seniors and folks who this levy would be prohibitive for them.
Yeah. Okay. That's a good point to really understand. I back to an earlier comment, swimming is such an important thing here on Bainbridge Island. I mean, I don't know what the percentages of people involved with swimming, but I know that the aquatic center's been around for a while,
mm-hmm,
and so will this help that out?
Yes, it really will.
Okay.
That Ray pool is 50 years old, and it definitely needs some attention. And so the pool, as these larger facilities do, they run at a deficit. They just do. That's just the nature of the beast of these large facilities.
Sure.
Well, pools and you know, like an ice hockey rink or something like that. So the pool definitely needs some help, and this levy lid lift dollars will enable us to get some resources to that, to the improvement of that. There's been some talk before COVID about building a new pool or upgrading that pool. But in order to even have the staff to prepare the plans and do the research on that,
yeah,
we need the dollars to get that,
yeah,
to happen. So we're really hopeful that this passage of this levy will help get that pool up to speed.
Okay. This next question will be a segue into our discussion about the Bainbridge Athletic Club. And so how does the passage of this affect the purchase? Or does it?
It doesn't.
Oh,
it doesn't.
Okay.
So the levy lid lift was on the on the table long before
before this came forward.
Yeah. Right. And so these dollars are operating dollars. We need this to continue at the current level that we're going forward. Yeah. The BAC came to us. It was something that the owner approached the district. I think that's important for people to understand. It wasn't something that we sought out. The district didn't seek that out. And it is currently a revenue-generating property. And so we anticipate and fully expect that that property will cover its costs with programming. The programming won't remain exactly the same, but we, through that model.
Yeah.
So it's a bit unfortunate, the timing of the two, because I think there is a lot of confusion, or can be some confusion.
Sure.
But the BAC is not dependent at all upon the levy.
Yeah. Okay, good. It's good to really clear the air on that. But let's talk a little bit about the BAC, the Bainbridge Athletic Club, mm-hmm. and what it means to the community. There's a little bit of dynamic going on and discussion, pro and con and everything. So from your standpoint, as a commissioner, where do you see the value to the Bainbridge Island community?
Yeah, that's a really great question. One of the things that the community is looking for, or has looked for in the past, and this is where the Sakai discussion sort of comes in, we did a bunch of surveys and community outreach to determine what the parks would like to see done there.
Yeah.
And through that, we came up with a whole bunch of different things, from leaving it natural space to outdoor recreation facilities, indoor recreational facilities, mm-hmm. more tennis courts, things like that. So when the BAC became available, we instantly saw it as an incredible indoor facility that we don't currently have. And it's existing operational model, right? So it's something that we can go into, and we don't have to buy any equipment. It's already there. We don't have to put in any computers. They're there. The programming it's there, and we know it's a known entity. So we just saw it as an incredible opportunity for the island to provide indoor spaces for all of us.
Yeah.
Does that answer the question?
I think so. I know there's some discussion that kind of revolves around the tennis opportunities that the new facility will provide as well.
Right. And again, it's not lost on the commissioners in the park district that as pickleball has grown, we talked about that. We have outdoor tennis courts. Those have been resurfaced this year. So we're not adding more courts we're not adding the number of courts on the island.
Yeah.
So we're adding additional access to those courts. Now, we understand that the current membership uses those courts pretty fully. So we would expect that they would continue to be used fully.
Yeah.
Again, everything sort of just dominoes together.
Sure.
But still on the table may be the building of additional tennis courts. Either, I can't say where, but, we may be putting more courts outside or inside for other people to do.
And tennis is a very popular sport on the island, too, just like paddleball is evolving into, and swimming. And that brings up, there is a swimming pool at the BAC. Yep. And how does that fit in? I mean, is it comparable in any way to the existing pool? Or
it's not. It's not an Olympic-style pool. We're not going to have our teammates in there. But what we can have in there, which may free up some space at the existing pool, is swim lessons, for the younger kids, beginning lessons, certainly recreational classes, swim, exercise classes. We've got a lot of folks who use the pool for rehabilitation purposes.
Yeah.
And so a lot of that can also move outside in the summertime. It also provides an outdoor pool for our community, which is something else that people are really excited about, I think. So.
Yeah.
We're just hoping that it may ease some of the pressure of the usage of the pool. Again, with COVID, everything's been sort of shut down, so how we reemerge is yet to be seen. But it does provide us that much more water space.
Yeah, for sure. And that's a seasonal pool, right?
It is
at that facility.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's circle back to the big issue at hand, and that's the April 3rd, which is We're recording this on the Saturday before April 3rd, so we're up against this, and I would imagine a lot of people have already cast their ballots. We have, for sure. And so you just want to give us an overview again, and then we'll wrap it up on the importance of the levy lid lift.
Great. Well, you have to vote yes. You don't have to. But it. I just think that parks, to me, are such an incredible and integral piece of living on the island.
Yeah.
From, like you said, whether it's swimming lessons or walking your dog or taking a hike or learning how to throw a pot or sailing or playing cards with your friends, it's just there's no getting away from parks in our daily lives, I don't think. And I think it's a part of what makes our island really special and really unique, and a place for us to meet our neighbors and gather and share, and our free concerts in the park are coming up. And so I just would really hope that people would understand the benefits that parks provides, and we want to continue to provide that level of service. And so we're just asking for your vote, and hopefully all goes well on Tuesday.
I've been fortunate to live a lot of different places in the country. And when when we moved here 6+ years ago, I was blown away at the park system. That you talk about the trails, the swimming, the all the outdoor opportunities. It's really wonderful. And so let's get out there and support it.
Great. Thank you. Can I add one other thing?
Yes, absolutely.
Great. Just, I also want to recognize our partners in the Land Trust and the Parks Foundation, because they also have been instrumental in the park's growth. And that's a really nice symbiotic relationship that we have with various agencies, and even with the COBE, you know, with our city council. And so I think when these different agencies come together, it really does show some cohesion and a really willingness to be good stewards of the land from whichever perspective we come from.
Yeah, great. Well, Don Jano, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. This was really fun.
It was fun for me as well. And I just want to thank you for listening to this edition of What's Up Bainbridge, brought to you by BARN, Bainbridge Artisan Resource Network.